All right, so
that's a true story.
All right, we are now back on live WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. Let's kind of set the scene for what has transpired here. We had a fire situation in our building. We were asked to evacuate the building, and I believe I have a battalion chief. Am I doing your title correct there,
sir?
That
is correct.
All right, very good. A Muncie Fire Department, you guys swooped in here quickly, did great work, so... What did you see, smell, and find out from our situation back there? You let us back into the building. That's a good sign.
Yes. Well, I talked to my officers. I never saw it, but I went back there and looked afterwards, and it appears there was a light ballast issue with some electrical arcing, and that's why you guys saw the flames back there, and that's what it was.
Well, yeah, Kim Morris was walking by the building, one of our staff members. She suggested a very good idea. Steve Lindell live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. With the holidays coming up, with the cold snap coming up too, fire safety is a really, really smart thing to be thinking about right about now. What are some of the kind of the things top of mind from your perspective of what people can be thinking about?
Sure. Yes, it is this time of year. We do have a lot of issues with heaters. People are starting up their furnaces and things like that. So it's a good idea to get your furnace checked to make sure it's in operating procedure. Also with your smoke detectors, make sure you have an active battery in it, that it works. Smoke detectors will save lives. And I'll just throw out one more thing for you. I know a lot of people don't, but it's always a good idea to sleep with your bedroom door shut. There's been things that have been proven that people who are in a fire in a house, and if their bedroom door is shut, they have a better chance of surviving than if their bedroom door is open. I know a lot of kids want to sleep with their doors open and get access to mommy and daddy, but if you can teach them how to shut that door, it may save their lives.
Boy, what a great idea. And like you said, the smoke detector thing is just invaluable. We have at our house, as I hope everybody does, a couple of smoke detectors. We don't have a huge house. And a couple of CO2 detectors, too. That's kind of important, especially if you have a gas furnace and all that, right?
Yes, especially this time of year with the furnaces. Like I said, that's why you want to get your furnaces checked. But yes, having a CO2 detector, a big thing. We've had calls in the past with CO in the houses, that's a silent killer. You're not going to smell it.
We need to release you back to your crew. Muncie Fire Department doing great work for us. Thank you so much for jumping in here for a second with us.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
Very good. You can see yourself back to your crew and everything. And boy, see, live radio. You just never know the fun and the excitement that could certainly ensue. Specifically, it's 8:55. I'm Steve Lindell. We are live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. If you're just tuning in a little while ago, we were asked to evacuate the building while we were in the middle of this live radio show. Our staff was here for their day, and we did exactly as the fire department said. We left the building, went out in the parking lot. Very quickly, they found out, with the whole crew came in, I saw at least one, two, maybe three trucks in our lot and on our grounds. They quickly came in. They assessed the situation. They determined it was a bad ballast, you know, the thing that makes overhead light fixtures work and so forth. And they said safe to come back in the building. They said it might be a little smelly for a little while until we switch out that ballast. We will do that, and that is our part. And so, it's another first. I've never been in the years of radio broadcasting in multiple markets. I've never been on the radio when an active fire evacuation was to occur in the building in which I was working. There's been a couple of tornado situations, but that's a different story for a different day. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this daily show. Tomorrow, I believe I have Leanne Kwiatkowski, the CEO of Muncie Community Schools, and BSU President Jeffrey Mearns, and perhaps another guest, too. But I'm just trying to get my legs underneath me. Back tonight for live coverage of election night. I'm Steve Lindell, WMUN.